FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. You're also watching it now. I felt like I had to do a video because what's going on here in the markets, in the world, coronavirus, the election, all of that great stuff, well, it needs a little clarification, a little bit of elucidation, if you will. And who better to do it than myself? Well, first, let's talk about the election. If you remember, I was calling for a brokered convention because all of the candidates that were then running, the five or six candidates, including Nanny Bloomberg, in my opinion, could never obtain a majority of votes. And as a result, it was going to go down to a brokered convention. Well, instead, they went to plan B, which was get Buttigieg and Klobuchar to quit, keep Warren in the race, at least till Super Tuesday, and then watch Biden win. And nobody thought Biden had it in him. He doesn't have it in him. They had to carry him over the finish line. So now we're left with Bernie against Biden. Bernie's balloon has been popped. He's just not going anywhere. Nothing is happening with him. Socialism has been defeated. Now you have to look at Bernie also. This is not a winner. Because a winner, someone like Donald Trump, would look at his opponent, Biden, and say, you're totally corrupt. You are a corrupt person. You've enriched your family through your office. You are completely, utterly corrupt. Burisma. He'd go into all of this, whether he's a Democrat or a Republican. But no, Bernie immediately takes that off the table. And it's much like what he did in 2016 with Hillary when he said, I heard enough of your damn email server. I don't want to hear anything else about it. He immediately cedes the high ground, his advantage, to his adversary. His campaign was over at that point. Hillary didn't even have to cheat him, but Hillary gets joy and pleasure out of cheating her political adversaries as well as her adversaries in life. And cheating them could mean stealing a nomination, or it could mean other really bad things. But we're not talking about Hillary now. So we've got Biden. Now look, the guy's corrupt. The scandals come out. Everyone knows he's corrupt. So right there, he's a tough sell to the Democratic Party. Even though Democrats love corrupt people, they love corrupt politicians. Just look back to New Jersey. Bob Torricelli was nailed for accepting gifts, bribes. And what do? They change the rules. They bring in Frank Lautenberg. He wins. He wins the senatorship from New Jersey. This is a case. Then they've got Menendez. This guy is totally corrupt. Allegedly doing Epstein-like behaviors. He's being paid off by a guy who's he's passing laws, regulations for, a doctor, and all of these things. And what do they do in New Jersey? They reelect him. Only point being, corruption is never a barrier to getting elected if you're a Democrat. In fact, it might make you more qualified. Not to say the Republicans aren't corrupt. They're just as corrupt in their own sick way. I don't approve of them as well. I'm just saying that corruption is more of a way of life, and it's way more acceptable on the left than on the right. Usually when Republicans get caught doing stealing money, doing corrupt things, they're forced to resign. Democrats, if they can get reelected, even though they've been accused of all these bad things, they'll keep them in. So from that standpoint, Biden, it's not enough to get rid of him just because he's corrupt, and he's documented corrupt over 30 years. Schweitzer just came out with a book and really totally nails Joe Biden. His brother has made money. He's being investigated for fraud. We all know about Burisma and Hunter, tens of millions of dollars, billions of dollars from the Chinese. And basically Biden is for sale. He'll never address those allegations, you notice. He always say, well, it's unproven. It's unfounded. Nobody, you're just stupid. And so that leads us to Biden now. What is going on with Joe Biden? And it is very clear that he has got dementia. He might have had Alzheimer's before, but it's gone into dementia. He recently got into a confrontation with a voter, an auto worker from Michigan, the very people they need to get back for the Democrats to win the nomination. And what happens? He curses at the guy. He's sticking his finger on him. And he is really doing everything wrong. 101, rule 101 of running for political office is never fight with a voter. Thank them for their viewpoints. Agree to disagree. Agree to agree. Whatever you have to do. But never, ever, ever fight with a voter. But he seems to have forgotten that after 30 some odd years in politics. He doesn't know that you shouldn't fight with voters. He's had it. He is toast. But worse than that, I want to share something with you. Right now, I'm looking out my window. I'm in northern Palm Beach County, and there is an assisted living nursing home complex there. And what happens in that nursing home is every 2-3 days, sometimes more, sometimes less, 5 police cars, anywhere from 2 to 5 police cars and an ambulance show up there. And why, you might ask? And that is because when these people get into later onset dementia, they get violent. I am telling you now, if Joe Biden stays in this race, I was talking about this with Bill Whittle, if Joe Biden stays in this race, he is going to have a meltdown. He is going to assault someone. This is a foregone conclusion. He's going to do this. I guarantee it. He is losing it. He's non-compos mentis, Joe. It's very sad to see a person deteriorate like this, even somebody who you really despise, which Joe Biden has been a buffoon. He is stupid. He is incompetent. He has the worst political instincts. He's wrong on all the issues. Outside of that, he's a great guy. I've always despised him and always found him distasteful. And then not to mention the creepy stuff of sniffing women's hair, rubbing their shoulders, kissing them, doing this with children. He is a creep. And really, he needs to retire, needs to go to the assisted living or the nursing home. Maybe he's even wearing adult diapers at this point. Hey, we're all going to get old. We're all going to suffer loss of cognitive abilities to some extent. Maybe not cognitive abilities, but our bodies will deteriorate over time. And you got to know when to hold and when to fold. Joe, this is the time you got to fold. You got to get out of there. But look, understand, he is never, ever, ever going to be the candidate for president this in 2020 in this election cycle. Will never happen because the Democrats know that he's untrustworthy, that he's having meltdowns, that he's unable to keep up. And right now, all they want to do is use him to beat Bernie Sanders.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Silver One Resources is an exploration and development company backed by strategic investors Eric Sprott and SSR Mining. At Silver One's Candelaria Mine project in Nevada, there is already a historic resource estimated at 127 million ounces of silver, which Silver One is developing and advancing. The company's Phoenix Silver Project, located within the Arizona Silver Belt, is an early-stage exploration project on which native silver vein fragments have been discovered near surface. One grab sample assayed an astounding 14,688 ounces per ton. Yes, that's right, ounces, not grams. Silver One has tremendous exploration potential, is extremely leveraged to the price of silver, and is cashed up and poised to increase shareholder value. Silver One trades in New York under the ticker SLVRF and in Toronto under the ticker SVE. To learn more, go to silverone.com. That's silverone.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
The reason they rallied the troops, got rid of 2 candidates, and kept Elizabeth Warren in there was because they knew that Bernie was gaining momentum and he had a chance of winning. So they couldn't allow that to happen because then we would have Bernie McGovern. So instead, what do? They get the candidates to quit. Those votes go to Joe. They endorse Joe. And then they keep Pocahontas in there till after Super Tuesday. They probably wanted her to stay longer. And she was running at the establishment's behest to vote split Bernie's votes. But she was so incompetent, so woke, such a bad caricature of Bernie that she blew it. But she was able to keep enough votes away from Bernie so that he couldn't win any of the crucial states. And then we hear there were 44 precincts in the Dallas, Texas area that never got counted. I wonder why. Could they have been Bernie precincts? When you see all this, you know. And then he lost Michigan in mini Super Tuesday. The guy is finished. The only thing you can hope is that Joe will have a meltdown on this weekend's debate and he'll be able to somehow regain the upper hand. Highly unlikely, but there still are a lot of delegates to go. Biden's only 100 some odd delegates ahead of Bernie. So if Biden were to have a meltdown this weekend's debate, it could turn the tide for Bernie. But Bernie is a loser. He won't press the advantage, and therefore it's not going to matter. Let's talk about the stock market. Look, Nick Santiago called it 2-3 months ago that this was going to happen. We all knew it was going to happen. Coronavirus, I just don't buy that it is this massive public health threat similar to the plague. I think, look, if you've ever been in a hurricane, through a hurricane in Florida, they come on, and every hurricane that's ever going to hit Florida is a Cat 5 that's going to cause trillions of dollars of property damage and kill millions of people. And why do they do this? The reason they do it is because on the offhanded chance that they're wrong and that the hurricane isn't going to be anything major, they could say, well, it made a turn the last minute. It was all set to destroy the state and the southern Atlantic states. All right. If they discount the hurricane and they say it's nothing, and then it turns into a monster, which they can do, they can pick up steam almost instantaneously, and thousands of people get killed, those meteorologists and those government officials are going to be held personally responsible for this. So they have to overpromise and underdeliver. Overpromise you catastrophic hurricanes, underdeliver. Last hurricane, I knew it was never going to hit Florida because it was stuck in Grand Bahama Island over Freeport and over that area, Marsh Island, which they were totally decimated there. As a result, very rarely will a hurricane make a straight line across the Caribbean and go into Florida. They're always going to drift further north and further east, which is exactly what that hurricane did. I had my bug out plan. I was going to go to Miami if it hit, because Miami, if it appeared it was going to hit, because it had already bypassed Miami. But this is the same thing with the coronavirus. It's not going to be too bad. The main reaction to it is panic. They want panic. It gives them more control, and understand that panic isn't so bad here. It makes you more reliant upon the government and makes you more likely to believe what they're telling you, even if they're lying. The fallout from all this is the economy, is the stock market, which has been totally decimated. It's even gotten to gold. I'm sure there's hedge funds that have failed due to redemptions. Redemptions got to be flying right and left. But once you figure all this out, you see that the coronavirus has already peaked in China. Very few new cases. It is a seasonal phenomena. In all likelihood, in the United States, it's going to peak in the next couple of weeks, right around the 1st of April. Once we spring ahead on the clocks, spring is imminent. You never hear of anybody getting a flu virus, flu in late spring, in summer. It just is seldom ever happens unless you have a compromised immune system. I've heard so much about this, and I am absolutely convinced. In Florida, we've gone from 15 reported cases to about 30. In addition, when you look, the northern areas of the country have been much harder hit. Washington State, New York, Massachusetts, Texas, California, Northern California, Southern California, not so much. And in Florida, Texas, there's a few dozen cases. Could it spread? Could it pick up? Possibly. The other thing to understand is one of the main reasons why this flu, like coronavirus, hit all of these elderly Chinese men, they all smoke. The smoking rate in China is unbelievable. And that's something that severely compromises your immune system, especially your respiratory system, makes you very prone to pneumonia and to death. So here they're trying to say, well, obese people are very prone to getting it, but they've got secondary diseases. They could have asthma. When you're obese, asthma becomes a very real threat. And also diabetes and high blood pressure, all these things. So the fact is, 1,000-odd cases, maybe we're up to 1,300. It's not doubling every day. Day before yesterday, on March 10th, there was just under 1,000 cases. Today, there's 1,300 to 1,400 cases that have been diagnosed. That is just not congruent with what they're telling us, that it should be doubling every single day till there's tens of thousands of cases out there. Don't see it. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. Have you ever heard that expression before? It's true for viruses. It's true for bacteria. It's true for germs. That's why you put stuff out, why you used to hang stuff on the clothesline to dry it. And the sun, the ultraviolet and the infrared rays would kill germs. And we seem to have forgotten that. So am I concerned? Yes. Is it a pandemic? Only in the minds of health officials. Most health people I talk to down here in Florida, not overly concerned. Concerned, yes, legitimate concern, especially if you're among the vulnerable portion of the population. The amount of damage that it's doing to the economy is a whole nother story. That is real, much more real than the threat of the disease. We see it because we see airplanes, cruises, we see public exhibitions, sporting events all being canceled. Maybe they'll cancel the Olympics. Who knows? What's going on in Japan? I'm not hearing about it being super widespread there either, because they're super clean. China happens to be a filthy place. It's filthy in your public areas, your bathrooms, everywhere. You can't wash your hands fast enough there and enough times during the day. I'll just leave it at that. Just to understand, market probably is going to bounce back. Money is being printed at a prodigious rate, poured into the markets, helicopter money for bankers, not for average Joes like you and I, but for the bankers. They're just pouring the money in. Just keep that in mind. Don't panic. Financially, we're probably going to have a recession as a result. Could be a severe recession, but it's going to be over within the next, guesstimate, 4 to 8 weeks without anywhere near the public health ramifications that you've been promised. Anyway, that's it for now. This is Kerry Lutz. You've been listening to another Triple Lutz Report. Please send us an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. Post those comments on YouTube. And also send us an email, like I said, kl@kerrylutz.com. Twitter feed's at Kerry Lutz. Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. My dog has come by over here. He wants me to take care of him. I got to go. Then another Triple Lutz Report. Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.